We're excited. We want to hear about the wedding. Yeah, you too. let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of today. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you for how you are working in ways seen and unseen to bring your kingdom about. And thank you for bringing us all back together after a long time apart. Help us to see your face in each and every one of us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. This is like few remarks, okay, because I know you want to get to your small groups and catch up with people. But I feel accountable because, you know, when we ask y'all to do something, then that means we have to do it, right? And so my prayer for all of us and where I left you last November was trying to catch a glimpse of how big and awesome and majestic our God is, and at the same time pondering how he is with us, how he is big and how he is small, right? And when you ponder that, you become right-sized. And so that was my prayer for all of us during the holidays. Three things happened to me that allowed that to happen. You know how God speaks in the language you understand? Well, for me, it's words. All right. I was reading a lot and I was listening a lot. And so words came to me. There were three of them. I'll put them up here. Y'all know that, you know, Lynn's favorite thing is if you can understand it or define it, it's not God. That's the Richard Rohr quote. Mine is the Dallas Willard quote, which is ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. That's been resonating with me and has been a lighthouse for my faith walk now for about 6 months. So that one came back to me. I've been working on that one for a while. And I thought, you know, what better time to test how much I've learned or how much I have still to learn than testing that ruthlessly elimination of hurry during the time between like November 15th and January 15th, right? It's a good time to test that. So that was the first thing. The second thing was Thomas delivered a sermon before Thanksgiving in which he encouraged us to look for the mustard seeds of God's kingdom. In other words, how the smallest things of the kingdom of God were breaking into our lives. And that's because the kingdom is upside down to the way our culture does things and frankly to the way we do most things, in that the kingdom places the value on small. So, okay, I'm ruthlessly eliminating hurry, and I'm looking for the small things, right? And then I read a quote from Eugene Peterson that said, God is always local. God is always local. What the heck does that mean, right? So I'm thinking that. I'm starting to slow down. I'm starting to look around. I'm starting to really be aware. And I discovered, I know you'll be shocked, signs of God everywhere. Everywhere. Now, I will confess to you that sometimes I saw the small in the rearview mirror. Because at the time, I didn't notice it. It was so small. Only later recognized it as small and how big small can be. Okay, so let me just give you an example of our holidays because this changed my life and the life of our holiday celebration. These three things, right? Okay, so I started by ruthlessly eliminating hurry from my life, or at least reducing it, right? We simplified our Christmas. We gave one gift to each grandchild. We did not gift our children. We did not gift each other. So that shrunk Christmas quantumly, and it made it so much simpler and so much less hurried. As a result of that, the stress level in our house plummeted. Because why? I wasn't stressed. So nobody else was either. It was really great. The meal wasn't the deal. Relationships were the deal. Okay? So things became very easy and very relaxed and very organic in such a way, and it was so different that almost every guest that was in our home, and we had a bunch of them, and almost every family member, and we have a bunch of them too, as y'all know, commented on how relaxed and easy things were. So that was kind of confirming to me that, yes, ruthlessly eliminating hurry is a good thing. And also traffic wasn't so bad during the holidays, that helped. Then I began looking for small things, like a cup of coffee on the couch, like questions from our youngest granddaughter, like time in the kitchen with one of my daughters-in-law, right? And when I started looking for those small things, the Lord blessed me with very, very significant conversations and astonishing intimacy with family members that I had not experienced before. In those small things, God showed me how He had been working for years. He'd been working for years to bring them, our relationships, to that point. Now, do not think things were perfect, because they weren't, I can assure you. But what changed was the rhythm of our lives. That changed. The season became about God, not me, not my kids, not expectations that I had always had of the holidays. Oh, that was so freeing to let go of all of those. I'm going to talk about that next week, actually. And just pondering those things, how God is local, enabled me to see many, many, many ways that God was actually working in my life and that the kingdom of God was breaking into my life, particularly in areas that I had felt frustrated about for years. It was exciting. So here's what I learned. Slowing down changed my eyesight. Slowing down changed my eyesight. And that is my prayer for all of us going into the new year, that we can have 2020 eyesight. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you for Dallas Willard and for hitting me over the head with that quote. Thank you for slowing me down. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for all of these women who have come back together after a busy holiday season and they want to know you better and they want to have a more intimate relationship with you and they want to reconnect with their friends. Father, open our hearts and our minds, our eyes and our ears to your presence with us every moment of every day in the places right here, right now that you have put us for a reason. Go before these precious friends, Lord, into their small groups and bring to mind the ways you were with them during this past season. Even when it was hard, even when it was difficult, maybe especially during those times. And build connections here among this part of your body that we can reflect your Son to a hurting world that so desperately needs you. We want everything we think and say and do today, Lord, to glorify you, and we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.